Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good morning to you. Baseball playoffs begin in a couple hours. Phil's on Saturday against the winner of the Dodgers-Reds best of three. And Phil's with an intra-squad game tomorrow. We'll talk to Rob Thompson tomorrow on the show at 8 a.m. Looking forward to that. All right, Seltzer and Rhea. Sirianni. One thing I was thinking while he was talking was it's a darn good thing he's improved from that first press conference 5 years ago, because if that Nick was answering questions on this topic, then that Nick would have drowned. But he's improved. What'd you make of how he handled the situation?
I think he had a theme, not concerned. You know, we all want computer. You know, I think he listen, do I think that they're worried about AJ? Sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he got 9 targets on Sunday. And he complained. Now, listen, your quarterback, some day he's not going to have a good day. You're not running good routes. I don't know. I heard two different stories this morning from our experts. Jaws is telling me AJ's not running the right routes. And you know, Elliott's telling me that, you know, that Jalen wasn't good. Although, as you pointed out, both could be true.
Yeah.
I just think he knows how to handle stuff. And he never we still don't know what punishment they gave Jalen Carter.
No.
And here's the other thing, which I think is important. You never heard a peep out of anybody about Jalen Carter. When that happened, from players.
Like, yeah, you're right.
You didn't hear whispers. It's been over 24 hours. You haven't heard anything.
Yeah, and that's culture. I think he does a great job keeping things in-house. I think he furthered, you know, as best he can. He furthered that, I believe, with what he laid out, you know, 10, 15 minutes ago. I think he did a good job trying to diffuse the situation. Doesn't mean it will diffuse
it. No, if it keeps going and he doesn't start getting catches.
Yeah.
You know.
But obviously when Nick says he's not concerned, obviously that can't possibly be true.
No.
James?
Yeah, I think you guys nailed it. Like, I think he did an amazing job. He did a great job talking around things, not answering certain things and kind of projecting confidence about it. But, you know, I mean, you push back. You were like, listen, this is one of the best players in the city, and he's not happy. I mean, even the answer about, like, him being fine with AJ tweeting it out. Like, come on, man. Like, there's no way that you wouldn't prefer that AJ Brown didn't tweet it out. Like,
right. There's
no way.
I agree.
So I think he did a really good job saying what he had to. But I don't think that, you know, what he said is necessarily obviously what he feels.
You know, I had a buddy text me a few minutes ago, and without reading it all, because it's a little too complex, but he basically said, the Eagles did a masterful job last year, for lack of a better word. He didn't use the word covering up, but he said they went on a PR spree to cover for when AJ was reading the book on the sideline.
True.
And I think that makes sense. Like, they made the author like, oh, this author, let's, you know, let's make a big deal.
It doesn't have to be this, like, cute little thing. It's like, oh, it's adorable. Like, honestly, he's reading a book on the sideline during a football game.
In no universe is that a good thing.
So,
but you know what? They're good at it. I got to give them credit
for it.
They
are.
And here's the one part. They win.
They do.
So.
They do.
You know, you can, if that stuff's going on with the Jets, there's fires everywhere.
Yeah. Robert Saleh last year.
You're not seeing other books on the sideline.
You haven't seen it
since. It's not like, hey, That was a good thing, guys. you don't see George Maialato over there. You know what? I'm catching up on my Harry Potter.
Yes.
No other players didn't take that and run with it because no one is encouraging these guys to do that because it was a disaster that he was reading a book on the sideline.
It's preposterous.
That is a disaster. But somehow we made it so, hey, you know what? He's now an even more best-selling author.
It's self-help. He's helping himself, guys.
Well,
you know?
The self-help part did help.
It
because
helped
if it was
him,
Harry Potter, that would be bigger disaster. But at least it was a self-help. All right.
It would be really funny.
What do you make of it? I think Sirianni's gotten very good at doing the best he can to try to limit a fire from being a bigger fire. With that said, it doesn't mean sometimes things aren't going to burn out of control. And frankly, I don't know where this one goes. It's too early to know. You know, AJ put a lot out there 2 days ago. Let's go to William right now. William, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Great, William.
I think he definitely wants to be traded, and I think they're going to trade him. And I think I know where, too. But I'll tell you what.
Wow.
Ever since Barkley got here, Barkley accomplished everything he wanted to accomplish. He took a back seat to Saquon Barkley. And the fact is, in this offense, he's not going to get the ball nearly enough as he wants. And that he can't be the one that demand the trade. He's got to make himself look good. That's why he puts out these like clever innuendos, you know. He's just making himself look good and in the same sense, forcing them to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so where is he going? And how do you know?
Well, I think bring them to the Chargers. They got three receivers, and you get one of their receivers and get an offensive lineman.
Just for what it's worth, there would be an $89 million dead cap hit.
What is it next year, James?
It's 49 next year, so and that's even higher than Carson's was, and we remember what a big deal that was.
Yeah. And are there ways to we got to talk to Elliot about this?
Yeah,
are there ways to limit that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Split it over years.
I don't think. I almost
push it down the road.
Maybe
any
you can,
of that,
but
you know?
It seems like these teams just take the big hits. I don't know if you can or can't, but it seems like they always take the big hit with it.
Yeah. William, maybe we can ask the league to invoke that Brzgalov clause and have an amnesty.
Amnesty? Where's the NBA when you need it?
So wasn't it? I think Brzgalov got one. Didn't Weber get one?
Yeah, they did. Well, the NBA. Yeah, they both. Yeah.
It's always related to like a lockout or something, and they're like, all right, amnesty
to Philadelphia,
time.
Apparently.
Hey, real quick, explain that cap hit thing to me.
Well, the cap hit thing it relates this way. So when a player signs a, let's say any deal, but a really big deal, and gets guaranteed money at signing, the signing bonus,
right.
that money is paid to the player up front. That, so John, help me out here if I'm saying this wrong. That money from a cap standpoint, can be spread over years. Mm-hmm. But, William, if the team trades or cuts the player early, let's say in a five-year deal, it all collapses into 1 year's salary cap. So the implication is it would be an $89 million dead cap hit to get rid of A.J. Brown within this season is what I believe James was referring to, which essentially makes him untradeable. You could tell him, go home. It's not going to get to that point, but like theoretically, you could tell him go home, but you're not going to trade him. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, when the Eagles moved on from T.O. midway through 05, they told him to go home.
They did.
They did not trade him.
No.
He just went home.
Yeah.
So he really wants the football.
That was pretty unusual.
That is pretty unusual. Yeah. All right, William, give me an answer, buddy. A catch phrase for an event or a thing.
I'm going to go with the body bag game.
That's the one I've been looking for.
That's a great one. That is not mine, but that is a great one.
That's a really good one.
Huge answer.
So I didn't know if body bag is one or two words. That's when I was tripped on.
I believe it's two. I'm not 100%
sure. I think so, too.
Really? I think it's
one. I don't know.
I think it could be one.
Yeah, I think it's one. I feel like it's one.
I don't know. That's why I was saying either three or four words. That was one of my two.
It's two words.
It's two words.
Two words?
It's two words.
So there were three quarterbacks, if you will.
No, that's what I'm saying. Who was the last one?
So it wasn't, well, you know, ultimately it was Brian Mitchell.
Yes, that's my favorite.
So the other two, I believe, were Stan Humphries. It was not Rippon.
Yeah.
He entered injured. He wasn't playing. It was Humphrey. And I think the guy that, so he was the guy that ended up taking the charges to the Super Bowl. And it was, might have been Rutledge.
Could have been.
Am I remembering that right? Something Rutledge?
I just thought Todd? Just B. Mitch is my favorite.
Is it Todd Rutledge?
I'm not sure.
Todd Blackledge.
Well, I was thinking of Todd Blackledge the other day, announcing that Penn State loss.
I was too.
I mean, what a gutting loss. And Todd Blackledge.
Blackledge was the quarterback at the one Penn State game I went to in 1980.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they won
1981.
They won a national championship with him. And then he has to call the game the other day when they lose. By the way, Todd Blackledge, I'm going to say this, gave me and my friends a compliment one time, and I appreciate it. We acted up. Yes. Well, it was sort of a compliment. Depends how you interpret it.
Okay, I can't wait.
So this is pre-September 11th. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
You would be thrown in jail if we acted the way on a plane we acted if it was post-September 11th.
Oh, you're on the same plane with
we
Todd?
We were, but we didn't know it. Pre-September 11th, this was going to the Iron Bowl, Alabama-Auburn in 2000. We were so...
You were going to the Iron Bowl?
I did, me and some friends, my first year out of college.
Just
go to the Iron Bowl.
You went to the Iron Bowl?
Yeah, go drink for 3 or 4 days. You know?
Was it somewhere
Why
nice?
The Iron Bowl?
See the Southern ladies.
You've got a lot of other like rivalry games much closer.
Well, I had a group of friends.
Tuscaloosa.
They were like 15 years older than me, 10, 15, and they would choose a different game every year. So that was that year's game. I just got out of college. I was finally able to go. Bang.
Hold up. The 10, 15 years older than you, the group of friends? So you and a bunch of 30-year-olds?
Sure.
That's so weird.
Hold on.
Family friends.
So... Why did
was
you
something
want
wrong with
to,
family friends?
Well, yeah, it's a little weird.
That's kind of weird. It
wasn't weird.
And odd.
It seemed like me and my buddies, you know, we all got together and we went to the Iron Bowl.
Right. 15
me
years
and your
old.
All right, I'll break it down for
parents,
you. Two of them were one of my brother's two best friends.
Okay.
One of them was one of my sister's former boyfriend. Family friends. So they said to young 22-year-old Joe D, hey, Joe D, you're out of college. We're going to the Iron Bowl. Want to drink and talk to Southern gals for 3 or 4 days? Sure. Oh, and by the way, we get to watch Alabama-Auburn. Oh, and Gene Stallings is brought back to be honored. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything
Sign
wrong
me
with
up.
That, now that you've explained it.
Thank you very much.
Right? A little weird.
Because they probably paid for everything.
They probably paid for more drinks than I did.
That's what I'm saying. You're right out of college. They got jobs.
Right. So bottom line is, we were out of control on the plane. I mean, not like
it sounds weird
horribly
it
out
sounds
of control,
like,
but we were
like you're like the child version of the adults.
Well, I told
like
you,
caring for you.
This was an extension of me being misbehaved in school, so we were misbehaving. Nothing too over the top. So we do what we do on the plane, and then on the way back in the airport, Todd Blackledge walks past us and goes, "Hey guys, unbelievable performance on the way down here."
That is a compliment.
I don't know if it is or isn't.
It could go either way.
I don't know that it's a compliment. It's great is what it is. It's a compliment.
Unbelievable performance.
What exactly were you doing?
Just a lot of stuff.
That could be characterized as a performance. A
lot of stuff. Some stuff's best left unsaid, John. Let's go to phones. Let's get to Rich.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Rick in Easton, a man who before September 11th knew how to fool around on a plane. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. So I think we're all saying the same thing, how the eye test looks right now. But you know what? There's three areas that are a recipe for a championship and a winning record. Turnover ratio,
yep,
red zone efficiency, and special team touchdowns.
And they're number
one. And even on the defensive side. I'm sorry?
I said, and they're number one?
And they're number one in all three categories. I agree. I think Lane Dickerson and Jalen Carter are all about 70%. So I don't know what you're going to do there. But listen, a win is a win is a win. And I know that this hurt a couple years ago because they were winning like this when they were 10-1. You alluded to it earlier.
Yeah.
Yes, this week. And then they had that meltdown. So we have to just continue to get better, have to make adjustments. You got to remember, we have two or three rookies starting on defense. And when they start getting better, and what's the ceiling on Jahad Campbell? My goodness gracious.
There is
not
one.
I've never seen a linebacker room like this. So
Jahad Campbell, once again, in this last game, he went on a blitz. Just a simple like A-gap blitz. Jumped around the back who was trying to block him and then like redirected, got back on track and nearly had a sack or a quarterback hit. And I was the guy who had to try to pick up that guy in the past. I've never seen anything like that. Mm. I've never seen that level of redirection and speed and power and like the combination of all of it. It's just like, it doesn't even compute.
It's great.
Well, it's not going to be blockable.
Rick, hang on one second. John, let me ask you two follow-ups. One, do you think he's still an inside backer in 3 years?
Yes.
Two, do you think he's still...
you can be both. But you're too good as an inside backer. I think they will use him as an edge guy at times.
Well, let me ask you this. Two, is he an inside backer in 3 months? When N'Kobe Dean can play...
move him if they don't have
any rushers.
That's
what I'm asking.
That's what I think.
Is he just a backup, or does he go to the edge and N'Kobe's
the
starter?
He can do so many things so well, like that are so important to our defense. His ability to cover a tight end, I can't imagine sacrificing that. I can't imagine saying, you know what, just go line up, put your hand on the ground and
rush
the
quarterback. But I think out of necessity, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I am. And Rhea, let me give you something on N'Kobe that I do wonder about.
He's eligible to come into the 21-day window.
But let me give you
a leadership thing.
Yeah, let me give you a broader point on N'Kobe that I think, and Rick, hang on one moment, bud, that I think is really important. So I think a lot of people looking at the landscape of this roster would say N'Kobe's likely not on the team next year. He's a free agent to be. I got Bond, I got Campbell. You know, N'Kobe's going to get paid some money, and like it's going to be really hard to bring him back. And I think there's truth to that. But there is this flip side. Rhea, his relationship with Jalen Carter.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, you've got a player that might be their best player over the next 5 years.
But you can't keep somebody. We learned this lesson before with Stacey Andrews. You can't keep somebody on the team just to babysit somebody.
It depends how good the guy is. The other guy.
Well, yeah, but Sean Andrews could have been great.
I agree with you.
He could. We all saw the potential.
Oh,
he could be one of the best ever.
I loved healthy Sean Andrews and mentally right Sean Andrews and.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, pause to it.
No, I know. I get it. But I'm just saying Jalen Carter is so potentially high up there for, you know, football excellence this century. If they can keep his head screwed on straight, it may help N'Kobe's cause to stay here given their relationship.
But he'd have to play.
He would probably have to play. Yeah. Rick, give me an answer, buddy, for a big-time phrase.
And Joe, and to add real quick, I think he's like our Micah Parsons. I think he can be that good. And I always beat this to death. I have for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
These SEC players from Alabama and Georgia, they used to win championships exactly the way they're winning these games. They look at each other and say, we've been there, done that for about 7-8 years now. They're used to this.
Yeah.
So how they're playing is my answer. It's not how you drive, it's how you arrive.
All right, Rick, appreciate the call.
That's not really a name for something.
Not
it's
really
a
good.
Phrase.
By the way, you know what? Let me tell you, because he just rattled off a couple of things they're number one at, you know, this, red zone, inside the five, or whatever the hell you want to say, turnovers. I actually think there's one thing that, above all else, why I think the Eagles win, like, all the time. Situational football. I know it's sort of like, you can say, well, everything's situational football, but, like, I just think they are so on top. To me, that's red zone... That's converting third and one. That's converting fourth and one. It's elements of defense. I mean, even something as ridiculous as the punter running out of the back of the end zone the other day, which scared the hell out of me, by the way. But, like, if Sirianni, if it had one extra second on the clock, he probably would not have asked the punter to do that. But it was right at that six-second mark. I just think they are so on situational football. And I think it's a defining characteristic.
Well, they're very well
of why
coached.
They win.
I mean, all
they
you
are.
Have to look at is Zach Bond.
They
I mean,
are.
I mean, there's certain players on this, how the youngsters
yeah.
have gotten better so fast.
But you do want to see him clean up the penalties because yeah. it's unbelievable they're 4-0 with all the personal fouls. Unless AJ's thinking the opposite. Right? All right, so heavy on the AJ thing today for all the obvious reasons. But let's also mix in a little bit of baseball. So the big one today and over the next couple of days is the Dodgers and the Reds. But, James, let's kick it off and just go through the four series quick with the first one. Four games today. Tell everybody what we're looking at.
Yes, the first one is the Guardians versus the Tigers. So that one, you know, interesting because the Guardians came back from 15.5 down to take the division. Tigers still make the playoffs, but the games are in Cleveland. So the Guardians did win the division. So not too much past that for
yeah,
folks here.
Sure.
Cubs, Padres, obviously interesting because theoretically could be the team you face in the NLCS if you get there.
Yeah.
Get a feel for both those clubs. Padres made a ton of moves at the deadline. They're very talented, but haven't lived up to it. The Cubs won like 93 games or something like that this year, but have just kind of always been below the Brewers and not really thought of as a threat, but, you know, a talented team. Red Sox, Yankees, you know, is the primetime series for all 3 days, obviously.
That was one of those throat clears.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad, though.
So Red Sox, Yankees, first round.
Oh, buddy. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, in New York.
And I'm guessing they haven't played since 04?
No. They've played, I think so, haven't they?
I don't know. I don't remember them playing since 04.
It's only time I've ever been to a Yankees-Red Sox playoff game was in Fenway.
Was it 03 or 04?
When Zimmer went after Pedro.
So that one, I think
that wasn't a playoff game, was it?
No, it was definitely a playoff game.
I believe you. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, because I went up. Brazier said, you want to go to a Yankees, you know, Red Sox playoff game.
Okay.
I go, yeah, of course I did.
It was an all-time moment in baseball history.
That was when the two guys fell into the bullpen.
Well, there was a fight out there. There was a few things going on. There
they
was a couple plunkings.
They cut off beer sales in the fifth inning there.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, it's like you feel, there was a guy behind me with a Yankees hat on, and they were Yankees.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should probably take the hat off.
Yeah. No, it was really, listen, what was going on in 03 and 04 is about as intense as I can. I mean, one of the most intense things was Colorado Avalanche and the Red Wings like 25 years ago. But that Yankees Red Sox, I remember Affleck and
Damon.
J-Lo. Well, yeah, but they'd be together.
Oh, round one.
And then Damon would be there sometimes.
The first one.
Matt
the first
Damon.
Time.
All right, so James, I think I'm right? They haven't played since 04.
No, it looks like they played in 18.
Oh, okay.
2018.
Fair enough. All right, so that's the third series.
And then
really set up the fourth one because this matters from our standpoint. The Phillies will play the winner of this next one.
Yeah, so Reds-Dodgers in L.A. Obviously, the Dodgers a heavy favorite in that series. A much more talented team.
Not if they get to the bullpen. We need them to get to the bullpen.
Yeah, no, for sure. But, you know, they got, like I said before, the Reds don't have a hitter above 270. They don't have a hitter with 25 home runs.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
They didn't really grab the playoff spot. I said it before, but in the last 51 games of the season, the Reds went 25-26.
The
Mets were so bad.
Right.
The thing the Reds have going for them is they have it's unbelievable, right? It really is. Like with the Guardians and the Tigers, the Guardians won like, you know, 17 of their last 20 to take it, you know?
Yeah. They seized it,
yeah. So we all know about the Dodgers, very talented. They've got Snell going, they've got Yamamoto, they've got Ohtani, they got Glasnow if they need it, they got pitching, hitting.
Disgusting.
But the
so
Reds.
Much.
Yeah. The chance the Reds have is that they have elite starting pitching. Hunter Green, the guy who's going to go in game one, is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Andrew Abbott, we saw him a few times with the Phillies. He crushed us this year. Lefty. They got Nick Lodolo, who got hurt in his last start, but very talented. They get talented starting pitching, so you
isn't
hope those guys can throw.
We got to hope the Reds' talented starting pitching somehow creates an upset situation, and those talented starting pitchers who just pitched can't pitch against us right away.
So I'm figuring that out. So I guess the pitcher that pitches today could pitch, would pitch game two against the Phillies. Because you wouldn't pitch on Saturday, but you would pitch on Monday. Very odd that the Phillies will be off on Sunday.
Yeah, but that's what allows them to set their pitching up that they wouldn't need the four start until the NLCS. Right. So it's every other year they do that, apparently. Last year, the AL had the off day after the first day. Yeah. This year, it's the NL.
So who you see in game one tonight of the Dodgers-Red Series, I would think likely will pitch game two.
So Blake Snell, I believe, is starting for the Dodgers tonight.
God, he's been so good, right?
He's been phenomenal.
Yeah. All right, check it out. That's a late game tonight, 9 o'clock. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, let's also listen to Nick Sirianni. So we had Sirianni on the program about an hour ago, and obviously we talked a lot about the A.J. Brown situation. Let's listen to one of his answers on A.J. How concerned, Nick, are you about the A.J. Brown situation?
Yeah, not concerned. You know, we all want to get better. We've set a pretty high standard here, and we all want to get better. We all want to enjoy the win when we get it. And we all want to get better from it, right? I think that I'd be more concerned if people, if we were in this locker room and we're like, hey, we're 4-0 and being satisfied. I think the entire, you're seeing from the entire team. No, that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the win in the moment, but you're seeing from the entire team that we all want to get better. We all want to raise our standard. And that's the reality of September, October football, is you're working your way up to get better, right? There's not, like, I've seen a lot of teams, you know, peak too early. And our goal is to be playing our best football by the end of the year. That doesn't mean we got to be more consistent as coaches. We got to be more consistent as players. And we have a high level and a high standard for ourselves, and we just want to continue to reach that and work towards that.
I'll tell you this. I thought Barry Sanders had moves. I mean, he was asked a question about A.J. Brown, spent about 4 seconds on it,
yes,
and then talked for a minute about a totally different topic.
I'm not concerned.
I mean, it's...
redirect.
Let me say this. In a Pinocchio world, I think his nose get a little bigger by the second. I mean, that was...
I'm not concerned.
But you know what? Wise for him to try to defuse, but like, come on.
I'm not concerned.
Yeah. Let's go to Juice right now in South Philly. Juice, I'm guessing you're a little bit more concerned than the coach says he is.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Joe.
What's Maria. Up, Juice?
Hey, buddy.
What's up? Good morning. All right. So, real quick. One, I'm kind of concerned about AJ, but I'm a little differently concerned. So, I keep listening, and I hear – like Jaw say that he's not getting open, and I respect what Elliot's saying, but also Jason Avant, like you played a clip yesterday. They had a lot to say about AJ, and so how many times can you injure your ankle before you lose a step?
It's possible. That's possible.
Yeah, I feel like I understand AJ wants the ball, but we all know we call him. He's called risk adverse for a reason.
I think
Jason's not just going to throw the ball into an area just for AJ.
I agree with you.
But at Sunday. The same time, when he's running downfield, like Joel said, you have to give him that window to open to throw it into between you and the sideline. You can't just run the sideline. Of course he's going to throw it out of bounds. It's the only place he could throw it without taking the chance of it getting intercepted.
Jalen was protecting the football, in my opinion. When I watched that tape, especially in the second half, that the Tampa defense was doing – they were doing things differently in the second half that made it harder on Jalen, that sped up his clock in his head.
They put a spy on him, didn't they, John?
They were doing what looked like blitzes, and then they were dropping out at the last second. So they were called – they call it like a simulated blitz, simulated pressures. And this is something that gave us problems a couple years ago. Remember when Bill Belichick started the season with these simulated looks where it looks like you got like six guys milling around up at the line of scrimmage, and then you drop a couple of them out, and it really is just a four-man rush. But Jalen is accelerated in his process That's what's getting us in trouble
and confuses linemen too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It confuses everyone because the linemen are trying to sort out who do I have? And then it's not even a blitz, but you still got to block these guys solid head up, and they've got their rushes. They're doing their things. They're doing their stunts, and we've not done a good job of picking any of that stuff up.
Yep, I agree. All right, Juice, listen, we'll be all eyes to see if the premise holds, what you're saying. I mean, it is possible. It is possible that AJ's diminished. And if that's the case, that would be a different problem.
I also think that Jalen got hurt on that hit, because after that hit is when he went 0 for 8 the rest of the game.
He might have.
And he was pretty much accurate and on point.
How did they not check him on that?
Maybe he was just more conservative after that.
Maybe. But that was a big hit. All right, Juice, I need an answer from you, buddy. What is a great catchphrase for an event or a thing?
So I thought I had the winner, but somebody took it. But I think I have another good one. How about Malice in the Palace?
Oh, it's the other one I was waiting for. That's big.
I love that one.
Was that said?
No.
No.
Nope.
We said it.
That's a great answer.
We were talking before the show.
That could win.
What a great answer.
That's a big one. By the way, another pretty good one. I'll just put it out there because my buddy from the Alabama trip just texted me a few minutes ago. What happens in Bama stays in Bama.
Well, clearly not.
The Vegas one. Yeah, the Vegas one is good. Now, trust me, Ray, there's a lot I did not tell you. No,
did someone take Bedlam at the bank yet?
Yes.
That was given? Okay, good.
I got six down as potential winners that have been said. But what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is a good answer. Like that would be representative
of a
trip.
Kind of a phrase, though,
it
more
is.
Than a thing, you know?
It is. I guess it's like
it was a
trip
hell of
to
a
Vegas.
Marketing tool.
That's the thing. But I know what you mean, James. It's, yeah. I agree with you on that, Ray.
Yeah, whoever came up with it.
All right, with that said, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question of the Eagles and what's been our main topic today, A.J. Brown. And this specific question, do you worry that this may be A.J. Brown's last season with the Eagles, yes or no? John, how do you think people voted on this one?
70% say no.
56% say no.
Hmm.
So 44 have it in their mind that it might be. Doesn't say that it will be, but might be. I think the 56%, little foolish. I think for 56% of people to say you don't worry that it may be his last season.
Yeah, you have to at least think about it.
This is something now. This is not nothing. All right, other poll question. Phils, they're going to play one intra-squad game. We asked you, how many do you think they should play? So the winning answer, John, is 0, 1, 2, or 3. Which one?
I'm going to guess 2.
It is. 46% say play 2. 35% say 1. 14% say 3.
What a...
And
Ernie Banks wins the poll.
The 3.
Yeah, 5% say 0. You're right, James. Ernie Banks. Look, I would have played 3, man.
0 sounds foolish, but 3 is even more foolish. You're gonna wear these guys down to a nub before it even starts.
They've played 162.
You're going to have them play three games in a row right before the postseason starts?
Not right before. Get that off day on Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm going to tell Rob Thompson tomorrow, he totally screwed this up. Only playing
one. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Intra-squad game. Now, we'll talk to Topper tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I am glad that they're doing one game
instead
of none.
I like that they're practicing with the intra-squad. I do think that's important. And, you know, one or two is the right amount.
So you're going to put eyes on that game, my man? You sneak down
there?
Yeah,
I am going to be there, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I knew it was available. I was checking out. They are making it open to the media.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're making it open to fans? Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to charity, I believe. Yep.
Cool.
$10.
$10.
$10, yep.
$10, you get to
And only the lower bowl, I believe, is open.
Okay. Yeah.
So to make it, you know, more cozy.
This sounds great.
Yeah, it's just going to
be Yeah.
I mean, good chance to get a foul ball.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
I'll say. One of my lifelong goals.
Don't
I've been waiting
steal
for
it from a child, John.
What's that?
Don't steal it from a child.
I know. I'll have to be careful.
If I go, I'm going to go and yell at the ump all game. Because why not? You know, who's going to
be
the ump?
Hopefully their volunteer umps are better than our volunteer umps.
There we go.
Dude, you're not kidding. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All righty. Thank you, Andy Reid. And by the way, credit to Andy Reid and the Chiefs. They've won 2 in a row. I still have doubts about them, but clearly that was a big win over Baltimore. And frickin' Lamar getting hurt. Lamar getting hurt
They're
cost
trouble.
Me my frickin'.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Playoff.
Oh, no.
Not
fantasy.
Playoff fantasy. I would have won. I lost by 2 points because he was out in the third quarter. So, nonsense. Baltimore's in trouble if Lamar can't answer the bell for a couple weeks. If not, I think they still make the playoffs.
Baltimore's in trouble anyway. Eh. They can't stop anybody.
No. Yeah,
Holy cow, their defense is horrendous.
Yeah. No, it's horrible.
That's Baltimore.
No,
dude,
I know.
Their defense is horrendous.
It is bad. Really bad. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge. Your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
We're starting to say that A.J. Brown is starting to diminish. I don't understand why we just can't admit that Jalen Hurts is not that good of a quarterback. The most passing touchdowns he ever had in a season was 23. He's inaccurate on long, deep balls. He's hesitant, and he's too conservative because he had trouble with turnovers in the past. I don't understand now we're blaming A.J. Brown when this comes down to the quarterback.
I think part of it comes to the quarterback, but I actually think you're overstating it. In this case,
trouble with turnovers in the past.
In 23. And I think his assessment of Jalen's deep...
to start the season.
Well, no, near the end. I think his assessment of Jalen's deep ball is unfair. I think Jalen actually throws an outstanding deep ball.
He did not the other day. Throwing it out of bounds in this game against Tampa.
Yeah.
I believe that.
But I will
you
say...
Know how
go,
hard
go ahead, James.
You guys do you know how hard it is to listen to you guys rationalize the whining and crying of a multimillionaire who has the privilege of playing professional football? Stop already.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The human emotion's still part of it. I know you can say, well, he's got the millions and most of us don't, right? I get that. But, you know, it's a very competitive game. And
he wants to do everything he can to help his team win while also accumulating massive stats for himself.
And
sometimes that's hard to balance.
Yeah, I don't think you can take the human emotion out of it, even if you have all the money in the world.
What a shocker. A.J. Brown's unhappy about not getting the ball enough. Been there, done that, handled it, excelled, and won. What are we going to learn not to get our panties in a bunch over this?
okay? He's not demanding money. He's not demanding a trade. He wants to perform. Who can blame him? He'll handle it. Relax.
It depends. It depends. Listen, we got to follow the bouncing ball.
You know what?
I'm not sure yet.
When you watch that tape and you watch the way that they were playing him, Jason Avant talked about how they played him like he wasn't going to run past them.
Yep.
They were playing inside, you know, head up to inside because they know he's going to try to run slants. Just run a slant and go. We're going to run a slant and go. It's going to be a touchdown. All we got to do is open it up with a few of those. Then the run game starts to work. Like, we haven't set this offense into motion yet.
I don't have a problem with all the A.J. Brown talk because what he did on social media was reckless, irresponsible, and immature. What I have a problem with is all the trade talk from people on the station and crumb bums like Colin Cowherd. From someone like Howie that's a cat magician, he would never make an irresponsible decision to trade him away with the dead cap implications.
Well, yeah, I told you earlier, I don't believe that's going to happen this season. I do think it could happen after the season. That's why our Twitter poll wasn't, are you concerned AJ might get traded this year? It's, are you concerned he might not be on the team next year? So you can take that talking point, sir.
Did he call you a crumb
bum? To someone else. I don't know. I was a little offended.
I think that was straight up crumb bum accusation in your face.
Rhea, did Rizzo create the term crumb bum?
What a great term. You know, my dad was on his detail. So I heard many, many stories. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, boy. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I remember being in the Whiskey Tango, Northeast Philadelphia, about 25 years ago. Me and my buddy out there looking for the ladies who are the good-looking gals in Northeast Philly. Ladies. And somehow
you find them?
No, there's a point here. What we did find is somehow we stumbled into a conversation with Frank Rizzo's grandson.
No. How about that?
And me and my buddy were like, you know what? Forget the ladies for the next couple hours. Let's just talk to Frank Rizzo's grandson.
Sure.
All right, we got to quickly turn to, and by the way, the Whiskey Tango, if you know, you know. All right, I'm just going to put that out there. Whiskey Tango, there's a lot going on.
I don't understand. If you know what?
What happens in the Whiskey Tango stays in the Whiskey Tango. Rhea, were you ever there?
No, but you have to understand, for someone from Southwest Philadelphia, the Northeast is like going to Ohio. It really is. Like, I mean, you're like, how do we get there? What do we do? You know, it's an hour.
Oh, it was great. All right, we got to quickly turn to, we're looking for one or two final answers for a catch phrase for an event or a thing. We're moving really, really fast here. Scott, I need an answer from you. You can win John Legend tickets. What do you got?
The play was over 50 years ago, and you could still see it in your mind's eye. The Immaculate Reception.
All right, so that would be for a play,
big
which would
answer.
Be a thing.
Yeah.
It is a big answer. All right, let's get to Gary. Gary, I need an answer quickly.
How about the Broad Street Bullies?
That was mine.
Broad Street Bullies. Okay, so the Broad Street Bullies would be a team, which is a thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that was my Philly one that I was waiting
for. All right, Broad Street Bullies is a great answer. So I think we've got 8 or 9 here now. So we've got The Rumble in the Jungle, Catholics versus Convicts, The Greatest Show on Earth, not Turf, going back to P.T. Barnum, Bedlam at the Bank, The Body Bag Game, Malice at the Palace, Immaculate Reception, Broad Street Bullies. Richie, talk to me.
I like the Catholics versus Convicts a lot.
It's a great one. James?
Broad Street Bullies is my winner.
Okay, Rhea?
John, I had the T-shirt. Catholics versus the Convicts.
Wow.
So I am definitely going for that one.
So if I'm choosing between those two, and I will bring it home with those two, I thought Catholics versus Convicts was an unbelievable match.
Wow. Broad Street Bullies getting disrespected on this show.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I actually thought the Body Bag Game should have won, but I was choosing between the two that had votes at that point. Congrats to Ken with the answer. Not Ken. Congrats to Daryl. With the answer of Catholics versus Convicts, Daryl, you have won the John Legend tickets. Hey, have a great rest of the day. We'll give away more John Legend tickets tomorrow and crank it up again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.